Welcome back, or welcome to the Daily Driver Podcast. The purpose here, it's pretty straightforward. In the next 10 minutes max, I'm going to share a story, an experience, perhaps an idea that I hope will help you become a little bit better racer today. I'm Luke Bogacki, and this is the Daily Driver. I've raced for a long time, so admittedly, I tend to take for granted some of the simple stuff. Like, just as an example, I've never, to date, knock on wood, I've never forgotten to pull my car into low gear before staging. It's been years since I staged to an incorrect dial-in or had the dial-ins off in the delay box. So I tend to dismiss that stuff. I tend to take it for granted. If I'm going to be completely honest, I'll even admit to occasionally I find myself kind of looking down my nose at those that have made those mistakes or continue to make those mistakes. During the off season, one thing that I've done now for the last several years, I coach my son's basketball teams. And coaching basketball, especially my older son, like he's kind of getting to the level, at least in our area, it's pretty intense, right? It's more serious than I'd like to admit. And as a coach, there's so much to process, so much to remember, so much to think about. And I'm out of my element, right? Like I didn't play competitive basketball. I'm certainly not a seasoned coach. And I often find myself looking back after a game and asking, why didn't I call time out there? Why did I repeat my normal, you know, just regurgitate my normal kind of routine to the team prior to that quarter, rather than singling out one individual player, working with him, teaching him something, right? Why do I find myself yelling instructions from the sideline? Most of the time they can't hear me, and when they can, like, it's probably super overwhelming and it happens in the moment. Like it's all so clear after the fact. And that's when I realized the reason that I'm so comfortable and thoughtful inside my race car is because it's not overwhelming to me. I'm able to find this peace in a state where I think most are pretty overwhelmed. Like there is a lot going on. And a lot of that is probably, if I'm going to be honest, due to experience. Like I started by saying I've done this for a long time. But I do also think that part of this has been developed intentionally. Specifically, developing a routine. Working thoughtfully in an effort, constant effort, to make sure as best I can, that every action that I take and every thought that crosses my mind on the starting line is intentional. It's done on purpose. And then executing that routine rather maniacally, right? There's a quote from Jason Fried, and this is meant for administrative type tasks and planning our days, but I find it oddly applicable to this conversation. The quote is this: if there's a request that you keep forgetting, that's a sign that it isn't very important. The really important stuff doesn't go away. End quote. So let's, again, this is a quote that was meant for managerial tasks, administrative tasks, planning our day. But let's circle it back to racing. Let's say that I keep forgetting to arm the data recorder. So I'm not recording my runs. I can't download them after the fact. Maybe that's not as important as we think. Like maybe that is the sign that we're putting too much faith in that information and it's detracting our focus from other things. Right? Let's say that you've got a switch for your delay box. Like that switch has to be on or the delay box isn't on. And three times last year, you forgot to flip the switch. The delay box wasn't on. That's not unimportant. It's just stupid. I mean, you're setting yourself up for failure. Eliminate that switch. It shouldn't be there. The delay box should come on when you pull the power on, or at the very least, when you start the car. In fact, the same could be said for the data recorder. Like, going back to the previous thing, my data recorder, so that I don't have to remember to flip that switch, my data recorder just automatically arms when the engine goes over like 4,000 RPMs. I don't have to think about it. So those are some tricks to memory, at least from my opinion, my experience. One, develop a routine that checks the boxes so that the important things don't get left undone. Two, identify and let go of the stuff that isn't actually that important. And three, make as much of it automatic as possible. What would this look like if it were easy? Make it easy. This topic, memory, it's going to span two episodes here on The Daily Driver. Today, we focused on the things that we want or need to remember. Next week, we'll talk more about the things that we might be better served to forget.